supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Truth of saying is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. We're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Accept our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Friday, is the 7th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Fajr, verses 1-5.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Wal fajr,
by the dawn.
Wa layalin 'ashr,
and by the 10 nights, and by the even number and the odd, and by the night when it passes,
هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر.
Is there not in all that an oath sufficient for one of perception?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
A tradition from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, says, recite Surah Fajr, which is Husayn ibn Ali's surah, in your prayers. Whether they be obligatory or optional, he who recites it will be with him, with Husayn ibn Ali, at the same place in heaven on the Day of Judgment. Introducing this surah as Husayn ibn Ali's surah may be for the reason that the clear example of Sarin soul, as mentioned at the end of the surah, is Husayn ibn Ali, as idea has also been cited from Imam Sadiq about the same verses.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Husayn alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
From the 1st of Muharram, with today's special on the topic, the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. One of the important lessons of Ashura is to beware of coming to a bad ending in our lives. Some of the companions of Ali ibn Abi Talib participated in killing Imam al-Hussein. There are many people like this in history who have been cursed by the Imams and who were once their companions. All of us have to beware of the hidden seeds of major corruption, essentially in the area of our beliefs, as one of the signs of the end of time is mental corruption. Some of the causes of this are committing major sins, companionship with corrupt people, profiting from what is forbidden, taking the material world over religion, finding pleasure in the fancy words which the devil distributes to his friends. As the Holy Quran says, the devils inspire their followers to argue with you. سید عباس رضویان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله الحسین. Brothers and sisters, my condolences for the time period of Muharram and Ashura and for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. زیارت آشورا is a great gift to us from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. In this زیارت we learn many things. The first thing that we mentioned was that we learn about bala and calamity, that life has difficulties and challenges for us, and that we learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam how to deal with our bala. And we understand that the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was to endeavor the bala that God had brought for him, the trial that Allah had brought for him, and that he persevered, and that he amazed the angels with his patience. Today we're going to talk about another aspect of Ziyarat Ashura, and we read from the Ziyarat that we beseech God, and we ask him, أَنْ يُعْطِيَنِي بِمُصَابِي بِكُمْ, to recompense me with my misfortunes for you. We ask Allah to give us recompense because we have made the bala of Imam Hussein our bala. أفضل ما يعطي مصابا بمصيبته. The highest that he, God, gives as compensation for misfortunes that has afflicted anyone. Brothers and sisters, when misfortunes happen on somebody, God gives them the reward. But here in Ziyarat Ashura, we are asking Allah to give us the best reward that you give a musab, a person that affliction has happened to him. As if we take the bala of Imam Hussein and we are making it our own bala, we're making it our own calamity. Therefore, we are learning from Ziyarat Ashura to have huzn, to have grief, to have sorrow in this Muharram. And this is an attribute of the faithful. This is the attribute of the sincere. Then this Muharram, they are truly grieving for Imam Hussein. They're truly sad for Imam Hussein. This is the second step.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein.
Humility forms companionship. Let's see what is in this part. Imam al-Hussein was the grandson of the final and last messenger of Allah and was the son of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the most revered companion of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. Yet Abu Abdullah was humbleness personified. He would never think of himself as superior to others. It was his humility that drew many companions toward him, including Hazrat Habib ibn Mazahir, who even at this old age came running to him when the Imam pleaded for help, and it was his humility that had all of his companions itching to die for the Imam, with Hazrat Qasim, peace be upon him, describing his death sweeter than honey. Imam Hussein's humility is something that we should aspire to replicate, as it will allow us to form strong companionship. Let's learn about the golden words of Hussein ibn Ali, peace be upon him. In the book Tuhaf al-Ughul, we read that Imam Hussein states, "By lying down my life and soul, I will be joined with the righteous. I will stand apart from the accursed and despicable. I will take the path of enmity and opposition to sinner and the guilty. If I remain alive, I will have no regrets. If I die, no one will reproach me. What a disgrace it is for you to be alive and be oppressed and encroached and not be able to defend your own rights." Somewhere else, Imam states, "Being afraid of death is below me. How easy and simple is death on the way of honor and resurrecting the truth? Death in the way of honor is nothing but eternal life."
So the first step was bala and understanding the calamity of Ashura. The second thing is now grieving, now that you know it is the worst bala that happened upon anybody. And it is the bala that the angels understand. It is the bala of the Ahlul Islam, the people of Islam. We now understand that we should grieve, we should become sad for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that we should shed tears for him. If we look at the narrations, we understand that all the prophets cried for Imam Hussein. Even Adam, when he understood about what happened to Imam Hussein, he began to cry. One of the stories I'd like to share to you with you today is the story of Prophet Zakaria. Prophet Zakaria was taught the names, the al-asma. What are the names? Prophet Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein. He was taught these names. This narration is in the book of Ihtijaj, Al-Ihtijaj of Sheikh Tabarsi. When he learned these names, the name of Imam Hussein was taught to him. It says in the narration that it says, إِذَا ذَكَرْتُ الْحُسَيْنِ تَدْمَعُ عَيْنِي. When I hear this name, Allah, you have taught me the name of Hussein, I begin to cry. And then he learns the story of Karbala. What happens to Prophet Zakaria when he learns about Imam Hussein? What would happen to him? It says, فَلَمَّا سَمِعَ ذَلِكَ زَكَرِيَّا لَمْ يُفَارِقْ مَسْجِدَهُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. 3 days he kept himself in the masjid. وَمَّنَعَ فِيهِنَّ النَّاسِ مِنْ دُخُولَ عَلَيْهِ. He didn't allow anybody to enter. وَأَقْبَلَ عَلَى الْبُكَاءِ. And he began to cry and cry and cry. Prophet Zakaria, knowing that what happened to Imam Hussein. His brothers and sisters, the reality of Ashura can only be witnessed by the prophets and their successors. They truly know what happened to Imam Hussein. They can truly understand the batin and the essence of Karbala. So what did Prophet Zakaria do dua for? He wanted reward. We say, give us some of the reward of the musab, of those that have been afflicted. Give us some of this reward. He wanted the reward of calamity, of huzn, of patience. So he did a very special dua. He says in this narration, Elahi urzuqni walada. God, grant me a son. A son that I love. A son that I like. And then take away that son for me so that I can in the same way have the affliction of the noble messenger of Allah, that he knows that his son, because in the traditions the Prophet talks about Imam Hussein as his son, even though it is his grandson, that when Allah took away and put bala in Imam Hussein and martyred Imam Hussein, that is the bala of the Holy Prophet. So in the same way, give me a son so I can share that bala of the Holy Prophet, knowing that his grandson, knowing that his son will be martyred. And Allah gave him Yahya, and Yahya was martyred and is very similar in story and very similar to Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world on the month of Muharram when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya
مماتي محمد وآل محمد.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is a wise statement to contemplate upon from Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, prior to his martyrdom, while addressing the people of feeble faith who go back on their words. You are missing your chances and losing your lot. The one who breaks his oath breaks it at his own peril. Allah will certainly compensate me if you leave me.
This is the Heart of Life Pounding. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Hassan alayhi salam. This tradition and hadith is about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram, the month in which we commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And therefore, one of the things that can help bond us and connect us to Imam Hussein and help us better understand his virtues and also understand it, you know, why his martyrdom is so sad and such a loss, is when we remember his virtues. And we can do this by referring to the hadith in which the Imam alayhi salam themselves have referred to the virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hassan alayhi salam said, "Certainly Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam will be the Imam after my death." Each Imam before he died would specifically allude to who would be the Imam subsequent to him. Imam Hassan alayhi salam is doing this in this hadith. He will be the Imam after my death and after my soul has departed from my body. And with Allah exalted in is his name in the book is the legacy of the Prophet, which Allah has added to him along with the legacy of his father and mother. Indeed, Allah knew that you are the best people among his creation. Hence, he chose from you Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Muhammad chose Ali alayhi salam, and Ali alayhi salam chose me for the imamat, and I have chosen Hussein alayhi salam, meaning for the imamat after me. Obviously, this doesn't refer to the fact that the delegation of the subsequent imam is something which is a personal matter which has been handed over to the choice of the previous imam, regardless of the pleasure and the satisfaction of God. It's not something that's independently a choice of the prior imam. What it simply means is that with the permission of God, I'm expressing the choice of God as for the subsequent imam. Right. So in this beautiful hadith, we see that the imam refers to the fact that the Imam alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam are the best of God's creatures, not only the best of humanity, but best of all of God's creatures. And for this, God Almighty chose this family as to be leaders of humanity, and for their imamah. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the words of his brother Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here today. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله. السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله. السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين. Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you and thanks for joining us again.
Assalamu alaikum.
So, inshallah, in this session, we will continue through the lesson Al-Mad that we explained. We practiced how we stretch the sound, how we, for how many counts we stretch the sound, yes?
Yes.
Let's practice Surah Maryam. So, look, at the end of the ayahs, all of them have Tanween Fatha.
فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا. فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا.
We're changing Tanween Fatha to Alif Mad. Okay? Mm-hmm. Next one.
يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ.
يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ.
يَعْقُوبَ. Ba becomes sucking, qalqala, bouncing sound.
Yes.
يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ.
يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ.
وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيًّا.
وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيًّا.
يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام.
يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام.
إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى.
إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى.
So now I continue. لم نجعل له من قبل سمية. The whole ayah.
Like that baby Noon before اسمه. What does it mean?
It means that this is تنوين كسرة. And I told you that day that if you join تنوين كسرة to همزة الوصل. Do you see? اسمه starts with همزة.
Yes.
That's Hamzatul Wasl, not Hamzatul Qata'. So Hamzatul Wasl, sometimes it we skip it, okay? So bi ghulam min ismuhu tanwin kasra plus Hamzatul Wasl. In this case, the tanwin kasra will be pronounced as nun with kasra.
And Noon with Kasra will be joined to the next letter after Tanween, after Hamzatul Wasl. Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped here. Like this. Bi-gulami. Tanween Kasra will be changed to Noon with Kasra. Gulami. Nismuhu. Gulamin. Noon Sakin it is. Noon Sakin. We give it a Kasra. Gulamin. Gulamin. Nismuhu.
Nice question.
Sometimes they put a small or a baby noon there, okay?
It is also ikhfa.
No, ikhfa. Because you join them together. Yughulamin ismuhu. Because, no, tanwin, the noon will have the kasra, so it is mutaharrik, not sakin.
Yes.
Okay? So if it stayed the same as, like, sakin noon, okay, yeah, you would have applied.
Intentionally, he made.
Was it intentionally?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. Let's recite this ayah together. The whole ayah, okay? Listen up.
Ya Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya.
Take a deep breath. 1, 2, 4, 3. Sorry. Okay, let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Ya Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya.
Okay, inna nubashiruka from here. 1, 2.
Inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya.
Mashallah. Next ayah.
Qala rabbi anna yakunu li ghulam. قال ربي أنى يكون لي غلام.
Take a look at غلام. Mim has تنوين ضمة.
Yes.
If it was تنوين فتحة, there would have been an ألف. But there is no ألف.
Yes.
So it means you do not change it to anything.
Mm-hmm.
You change it to سكون.
Yes.
And how to stop. We learned that whenever we have تنوين Kasra, Tanween, Dhamma, Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma, okay? I mean, Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma, Tanween, Kasra, Tanween, Dhamma, you change them to Sukun. But if we have Tanween, Fatha, you change it to Alif Mad.
Alif Mad.
So,
وَنْ كَانَنْتِ مُرَأَنْتِ عَاقِرًا وَنْ كَانَنْتِ مُرَأَنْتِ عَاقِرًا وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيًّا وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيًّا قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ
هَيِّن هَيِّن
هَيِّن
يَا
مَدْلِين
هَيِّن هَيِّن two you have, but the first يَا is ساكن.
Yeah.
So how with يَا is ساكن مَدْلِين.
Do we have a مَدْمِثْلَيْن?
مَدْمِثْلَيْن?
Two letters like each other?
Yeah.
Have mad.
Yeah. Alif, and a sound. Two alif if you have.
That's kind of mislain.
Yeah. Two waw you have.
Mad mislain.
Mad mislain? No, it's not. That's alif maddi, waw maddi, ay maddi. Okay? E sound? Kasra has the sound of ya then. E.
No, not kasra in E.
Two letters. I know what you mean. Like, idgham mislain, you say. Yes? No, we don't have that. The name is not that, okay?
But we have the rule.
We apply the rule in sound. For example, Samiya. Look, two fatha we have. I told you, long vowels are two fatha, two kasra, two dhamma. Okay, Fawad? Okay. Sometimes you ask so genius questions, but the answers are more genius. Let's go on.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
قالا كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين قالا كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا
وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا
قَالَ رَبِّ اجْعَل لِّي آيَةً
قَالَ رَبِّ اجْعَل لِّي آيَةً
قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاث ليال سويا
قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاث ليال سويا
فخرج على قومه من المحراب
فخرج على قومه من المحراب
محراب make sure you pronounce قلقل sound
فخرج على قومه من المحراب
فخرج على قومه من المحراب
فأوحى إليهم أن سبحوا بكرة وعشيا
فأوحى إليهم أن سبحوا بكرة وعشيا
يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة
يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة
ما شاء الله
وآتيناه الحكم صبيا
وآتيناه الحكم صبيا
There is a very important point I want to tell you. I want to share to everyone. The first time I learned this point, it was amazing for me. I loved it. And I want to tell you, let me see, do you love it or will you love it or not? Okay. So sometimes the question is about how is it possible? This is not tajweed point, okay? This is belief point. How is it possible that our imam, like for example, first time Imam Jawad alayhi salam became an imam at 8 years old. How is it possible that an imam has to be someone with an 8 years of old? Is it possible? He's still a kid, okay? He can't be an imam. And also the next imam, Imam Hadi alayhi salam, the same. And also Imam Al Mahdi, yes. 5 years old. How is it possible?
Yes, like Hazrat Yahya.
Yeah. He was Yahya. Smart. Great. He was even a kid, a baby.
He was very small.
Even he was not like 1 year old, two, three, 5 years old. Okay.
In months.
So this ayah is one of the ayahs that we prove that imamate is something, a status or a position which Allah Almighty gives to special people. Okay.
Yes.
And so he knows best and he chooses who is best.
Yes.
So
yes.
Ya Yahya, Allah Almighty chose Prophet while he was a baby. And also Prophet Isa alayhi salam.
I have a question. Were they chosen from before or they were made for this work?
They were chosen.
Like they were first. simple people, but then Allah chooses them, or
they all kind of practice things and they become better?
No, they're chosen from before.
This has a long discussion. I give you a short answer, okay? Because time is up. So the answer is this, that they were actually, and the previous word before this dunya, okay? They were chosen because Allah Almighty knows best who will be like able to be a prophet. So when Allah Almighty created them, Allah Almighty had chosen them, okay? And dua, nutba, I think.
Like they were simple people like us, but Allah chose them.
They are never simple people like us. They are people like us, okay? But their characteristics, their attributes are different
from us. Before Allah have chosen them, they were simple.
They were created like human beings, but they had special attributes. I mean, they prayed to Allah Almighty a lot, okay? Not in this world. We had another world before this world, okay? And we don't know actually things about it, okay? It has a long discussion. So, in Dua Nudba, we have this one part of Dua Nudba talks about this, okay? That Allah Almighty knew their promise, okay? Allah Almighty knew that they will accomplish this position, okay? This mission, okay? That's why Allah Almighty chose them and give him supported them a lot, okay? So, in belief classes, inshallah, maybe we will have, okay, some belief classes, inshallah, we'll talk about them in
but
details.
People were all created like clear and without evil, so why didn't they choose like anybody else?
What?
Humans were made like clear and without any evil, so why did Allah choose these? They could choose others.
So choose others?
Yes.
So Allah Almighty chooses the ones who are best.
Like all the humans,
they were proved. No, they proved themselves, okay, as the best human beings in the world. Okay, that's why Allah Almighty chose them. So Allah Almighty has the knowledge of all.
Before this world, there was another world like this.
Yeah, not like this. It was a different world. Okay, it was not with our body. It was just with our soul. So it has a long discussion. Let's end this because we don't have time. Okay. And inshallah, in some belief classes, we'll talk about it. Nice questions are there, okay, that needs detailed answers. Thank you so much. We talked, alhamdulillah, about mad. Some topics are left, okay, in mad. We'll inshallah practice the next of them in the next sessions. Thank you so much for being with us. If you have any questions, you can ask us. Inshallah, we'll help you regarding the Quran Kareem. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Thanks to Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider, Habibullah Fazizada, and see you inshallah in the next sessions. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-Tahiri.
In solidarity, the heavens and earth will grieve. Divinely pure ones, oppressed in tyranny, sacrifice their lives for truth and unity, equality and freedom for humanity. These are the sons of the one that God calls An-Nur As-Sirajan Munir. These are the masters of the youth of paradise, who gave their lives to guide us on to the right.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints,
the presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. In such a program, we criticize the movies, not purely artistically, of course. We criticize the Hollywood movies content-wise. So for that purpose, in fact, we chose a very controversial topic, which is somehow displayed in some or a couple of movies here and there. It was Jinn, which was produced in 2014, directed by Ajmal Zahir Ahmad, that we have actually started criticizing from a couple of episodes ago. And now we are continuing to criticize it. But before that, let's take a listen to a part of this movie, and then we'll be back with the questions about it.
There's a sect of jinn called the Shayateen, worshippers of Satan. These Shayateen are very powerful. Even the rest of the jinn are afraid of them.
If they're so powerful, how can I fight them?
Men of strong will, heart, and mind can sense them. Stronger men can fight them, and the strongest
can destroy them.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio, with me, Mama Jad, hosting, and Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah, being my guest speaker in the studio. We are criticizing the movie Jinn, produced in 2014, directed by Ajmal Zahir Ahmad. And you just listened to a part of it. And here's the question, Sister Asma. You know, in that part, there is a sect of jinn. There is the talk. And they are talking about that as if there exists a sect of jinn called Shayateen.
Mm-hmm.
Worshippers of Satan. So they call the Shayateen as the worshippers of Satan. So as Sayyid Abdullah was talking about, Satan is like as if it's their leader.
The head of them.
Their head, yeah. They are so powerful that the rest of the jinn are afraid of them. So this is one of their characteristics, the characteristics of the Shayateen, mm-hmm. right? But men with a strong will, they say, in the movies,
mm-hmm.
with a strong will, heart and mind can fight them or fight them back.
Yes.
All right? Or sense them and destroy them. Is it really true? Like when we are talking about Shayateen, we are talking about a special sect of jinns, which is really more powerful than the other or the rest of them. And then, there's only, and also the men, according to this idea again presented by this movie, reflected
yes,
here.
Yes, of course, because also we have it in the Holy Quran that when Shaitan is talking to God, he tells him that I will deceive them all except those who are real believers.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very true. Those human beings who have nurtured themselves in a way that they have such a pure heart and they have such a strong will, and they are they have such a power to control every passion in themselves,
mm-hmm.
then they could be able to fight all the evil things that is around them or that is surrounding them. So I totally believe with that. That was a very nice quote, of course, of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Men of a strong mind, free will, and heart will be able to fight them.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
sense
true.
Sense them and find them and spot mm-hmm. them and fight them back, right?
Yes.
Why is it that they, get the power like more than human beings? Is it their creation? Is one of their traits that God created
they have
more powerful than men?
Not that they're more powerful. They have some special features for themselves because, you know, they do not, I think, again, I emphasize on that point that I think and personally, I believe that they do not have the ability to create things. Therefore, they have some special features to help themselves living in this world because they're not going to use their brain and build factories or create cars for themselves. That's why they have been created in a way that they mm-hmm. could fly even quicker than a car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, a plane, whatever.
I see.
So those special features is according to their life, the way they live.
I see. Okay, let's take a short break again by listening to another part of the movie Jin, produced in 2014, and then we'll be back with this question. Don't go away.
Father, what was he?
Gabriel is a jinn. One of the few that work for humanity. Who do you think brought you to me when your parents were killed?
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie Jin 2014 version, of course. Said Abdullah, according to this part, Sean now understands that Gabriel is a jinn in that part where, Gabriel actually glows in his eyes. It's like blue, blue eyes, and then
turns into a vampire.
Yeah.
Something
like that. Again, another dramatic feature, if you will. After his sacrifice, of course, he sacrificed himself, and then he looked like a human being, and a good one, of course, like a guardian, didn't he? Can we see genies, first of all, and what kind of shape do they take? Like this one, Gabriel?
When it comes to jinn, because they are transparent, right? Like among the properties that's been given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that they can take any shape they want. So they are not materialistic, but they can make themselves appear to us with a shape. So the reality, their actual shape is unknown to us, nor would our brains be able to comprehend it. Same thing with angels. You know, like we said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam was able to see Jibreel in his actual form twice. And every time he sees him, he would go unconscious. And we're talking about the Prophet here. So twice he was able to see Jibreel.
The strongest man in terms of spirituality.
Exactly. And he could not comprehend how Jibreel looks in his actual form. So when it comes to jinn, with their actual form, our brains will not be able to comprehend it. So what they do is, if they are summoned, if they want to themselves, they can take a shape of a human being or shape of an animal or shape of whatever they want.
Of any shape they like?
Any shape they like, because they're not materialistic.
Yes, so because in the movie he turned into the shape of his wife, hero's wife.
Yeah, so they can take any shape they want because they are not,
such a good feature they have.
Yeah, and
they don't have the especially limit, the material limit.
Exactly, they're not limited by materialists, by material, so they can take any form. And even because this will take us somewhere else. For example, those who get married, the human who get married from jinn, right? So, for example, that will take a female shape and stuff like that. So you can call them shapeshifters if you want. I mean, I don't like that term.
Yeah,
they just have the ability to change their shapes. You know what I mean? Like for Jibreel alayhi salam, every time he comes to earth, he will take a shape. And there's a particular Sahabi called Abdullah Duhi, I forgot his name. This guy was so beautiful at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Jibreel used to take his form. So every time the Prophet says, every time you see me with a Duhi, forgot his name, he says, do not come near me, right? So they take a form which is pleasant to you. You know what I mean? So usually we are human beings, so we interact with a human being. Sometimes they take, if they want to scare you off, they will take different forms, like the forms that you wouldn't even imagine.
I see.
Just to scare you off. So they have this ability. This is one of their properties.
So if they take the form of a normal, average human being, then how would be able to discern them? That this is a jinn,
The thing is, like, they don't do that. I mean, they don't just take a shape of a human being and walk around us. Put it this way. It actually hurts them being around us.
Oh.
It's painful for them.
Why?
Because it's not their realm. It's not their natural existence.
The way we feel toward them.
Yeah, so see, for example, I have a form right now. I have a form. Imagine if you want to turn me into something else that is not me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be extremely painful. Right? To mold me into something else, which is not my nature. So for example, we talk about the people who go to space. If you heard the astronauts, they say it's extremely painful being in space because the entire system says to you, "Where am I? Nothing is working the way it's supposed to
and
work."
And when they are back,
so they have a lot of pain.
Yeah, when they are back, even the astronauts, the story of the astronauts, I've seen a documentary. Some of them, like it takes a year for them to adapt again to the
to go back to normal
to the yeah, yeah. To be back to yeah, normal so to the atmosphere of the earth, you know, and to walk normally.
Yeah, yeah, so it's painful. So, Jin, don't take pride and pleasure in working with us.
It's not that worthy for them.
Yeah, no, it's just not their thing. So, if they do, they will exist with us, but they're not. They don't have to take a shape. They yes. only take a shape if they've been forced to, or they're trying to make a point, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason. Otherwise, in all natural cases, they don't want to take any shape. They take their own shape.
Yeah, I see. Well, let's take a short break by listening to again another part, and then we'll be back criticizing this movie, Jin, producing in 2014. Don't go away.
What? You know what that is?
No, but the priest who arranged for us to adopt you, he made us promise that you'd always wear your necklace, and there was something about a verse and the jinn. I don't know. I always thought it was a good luck charm or something.
Hey, what was his name?
Westhoff.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Mao Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speaker, as well as Sister Asma, my other guest speaker in the studio. We are talking about the movie Jinn, produced in 2014, directed by Ajmal Zahir Ahmad. In that part, Sister Asma, there is a talk about a necklace worn by Sean, you know, mm-hmm. as if some kind of a like protection. Yes. Mm-hmm. There is this verse about the jinn in it, you know. It's been, I guess, written in that like necklace or hidden in it. As you might have heard, like in some cultures, especially our culture or the Muslim culture, where there is an encounter or at least with the concept, if not the genies, in their realities, you know, or mm-hmm. whatever forms they take, usually there is talk of like these verses or necklaces or rings or knives, you know,
yes.
and metal stuff, especially metal stuff, mm-hmm. to like fend off the genies,
the
you know,
genies, yes.
As reflected in those rumors, you know, whatever take, you know, forms that they may take, whatever it is. But if you just hold, for example, a knife around you or a metal stuff, or, for example, some of these chapters of the Holy Scriptures or the verses in whatever forms, all right,
mm-hmm.
or shapes, then you'll be somehow, you know, safe, on the safe side.
Yes.
Is that true?
Well, if I want to talk on a specialized format, then I would say maybe yes, because there has been some suggestions on that, some advices on doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We have been hearing a lot of things since we were little kids. They told us that if you wear this, then this would protect you from that. And if you do this, then it would protect you from the evil eyes, then blah, blah, blah. So a lot of things like this. When they say a lot of these sort of things and they have a sort of a background in our heritage, Islamic heritage, then there must be a thing for that.
Mm-hmm.
We have been advised on that. They wear some special rings and some special stones. And they believe that they're going to protect you, or they're going to be a sort of, I don't know how to put it. It's not, even if it's not just for protection, it's like a good amen for you.
Mm-hmm.
They use it just like that. Yes, I believe in that.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Sayyid Abdullah, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoint. We have talked about and criticized the movie Jinn, produced in 2014, directed by Ajmal Zahir Ahmad in this episode and the previous episodes, and inshallah we'll continue criticizing this movie because we haven't come to an end of the critique of this movie, and we leave you in Allah's care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أعوذ بالله